into the blender, episode fitting. You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to media reviews.
Or whatever shiny object catches our eye that day. Your heart's beating for me. I'm just waiting to see. Where's the line that you would draw
behind me and never let me be? Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy.
No.
Happy
podcast-iversary.
Podcast-iversary. Podcast. I don't know.
Podcast-iversary. It's not a podcast. It's podcast.
Podcast. We're going to do an Italian.
You are so racist. Wait. Is that racist?
Ethnicist.
Almost sounds like somebody that studies ethnicities rather than offends them. Are we going to get like sued? Is that
for
a
what?
Tune that's going to get us sued?
It's like the William Tell Overture.
And?
It's solidly in the public domain.
Solidly?
Yes.
All right. Because they're not taking my car.
It's like 1904 or something.
Yeah, but you never know. RIAA is always lurking.
Happy podcast-versary. Happy podcast-versary.
You're not saying it right. You said it different both times.
Happy podcast-versary.
Yay! I'm as excited that he said it right as it is our third podcast-versary.
And happens to be episode 50, which for many podcasts you'd think would take a year.
Had we done it on our originally planned schedule, it would have been just slightly less than a year. But no, not us. We got to keep things interesting.
Got to keep people guessing.
As a matter of fact, it's time to make them stop guessing. This is Viv.
Hey, this is Chooch.
Yeah, that's kind of who we are. Chooch and Viv.
After 3 years, you'd hope they'd figure it out.
Yeah, and the title. And all that. But still, it seems like it's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. It's tradition.
It's tradition. Yeah, I'm not sure why, but it's tradition. So 3 years, people. 3 years. And we only got 50 episodes. Shame on us.
Well, a couple specials, so.
Yeah.
At least 52.
At least if your guess was right about that being our second special episode. So we thought we would give a state of the blender address, this being our third podcast anniversary and so on. So we'll start out with updating about the kids. It is October. It is 2010. Mm-hmm. It was October 2007 when we started. So much has changed.
Yeah.
Yes. Jay just turned 11.
Yeah.
He's like almost as tall as I am.
Yep.
I figure I've got maybe one more year.
Yeah.
It's possible. I could eke out another year of being the second shortest person in the family rather than the shortest person in the family.
This is true.
I could. He's doing great. He literally just turned 11, just had his birthday.
Yes. He's doing great in school. He's continuing with his guitar lessons, loving the guitar.
Yeah.
And of course, video games.
Yeah. we had it on good authority that he wanted a PSP.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he played with the one that Chooch won from the Geekadelphia contest last summer?
Yeah.
Spring? PSP it was spring, yeah. So he was pretty enthralled with your PSP Go.
Although he wanted the full-size PSP 3000.
Well, yeah, because the PSP Go kind of sucks.
It's a nice device.
Yeah, it's a great free device.
It has some limitations I'm not happy with.
Yeah. No cartridges. You have to download stuff instead of being able to pop in a cartridge.
No discs and no...
Yeah.
Smaller screen.
I mean, it's still a great device.
Yes.
Beautiful
picture.
Much enjoyment from it. And we thank Geekadelphia for having that contest that you could pwn it and win. We actually ended up getting him a PSP because, well, you know, he He wanted one, and you're supposed to grant wishes on birthdays. But he's doing really well, missing the heck out of him. Really, really missing him because he's such a cool cat.
Mm-hmm.
LT is doing great. He's now 13. Well, 13 and a half somehow. He's doing fantastic. He's really happy in school. He's got lots of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've said before, he's living with his dad out of state, and he's adjusted really well, and he's in chorus, and they just did their contest, and so I'm waiting to hear how they did. He's really happy. And then, of course, Naughty Bear, he moved to be closer to his dad and his brother, and he's settled into his bachelor pad with another dude, and he's very happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, not living with parents, not living with grandparents. I'm pretty sure it's a pretty raunchy place at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, yeah, he's loving it. He's loving it. He's really happy. Starting back to school. There was a hitch with his job. I don't think he started it yet, which has me a little concerned. But I'm being told not to worry.
Right.
So I'm not. Is that believable?
Right.
And Chooch, why don't you give an update on what's going on with you?
Well, the band's been going really great. Yeah. It's been a hectic October so far. We have 5 shows through October.
Mm-hmm.
We've done 2 so far.
5 shows, 4 practices, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been great. We've got some new songs we've been working on, mm-hmm. and continuing to work on the recording. Looks like this week may finalize the mixing. Cool. It's all gone a lot longer than we thought it would.
Yeah.
Because it's an EP. It's only, you know, 5 songs. But the studio has donated the time, the mix time, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, donated the recording time. So we're kind of, you know, at the whim of people's schedules.
Well, in the band itself, everybody has mm-hmm. difficult schedules right now to work around. So
it's definitely going longer than we thought. We're looking for the EP to be released by December.
Cool.
And Phil's looking at a couple venues to do like a launch party show.
Yay! Awesome.
Somewhere in DC.
Cool.
Yeah. Then we're working on a side music project. We've become pretty good friends with John Taylor Williams
mm-hmm.
and his wife, Mia. Great people and
fantastic people.
John is also a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got together, we were kind of trading some of our tracks, listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually gave each other the original multi-track files
mm-hmm.
so that we can each add new instruments and mix and change and tweak. And and I'm just about done with one of his songs he sent me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure how far along he is on one I sent him, but it's been a lot of fun, and it's very different. You know, the work with Phil is rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
a little bluesy and just, good time.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And this is more, it's electronic and noise and industrial. And
which is where your tendency to write is when you write for yourself.
And it's been a lot of fun, and we'll see how far we go with it, how many songs we get, maybe, I don't know, release it as a...
Did you see his tweet this morning?
Oh, yeah.
I am in full support of that.
Yeah. Last night as I was working on the song, because John also brews beer.
Yes.
He brews very good beer.
And I have to tell you that the one beer that everyone was so excited about, that's probably the best tasting beer that I've ever had. Because, I keep trying the beer.
Yeah.
I'd keep, you guys, oh, this is, okay, give me a sip. Maybe I like, no, that I don't like it. But that was like the best flavor, like the most enjoyable flavor that I can remember having.
It was the Clark Kent?
Mm-hmm.
Clark Kent, the mild-mannered ale.
Apparently that's right up my alley. I always thought Clark Kent was sexier than Superman anyways.
So I had tweeted that I'm working on one of John's Rhinex Studio songs. It makes sense. I'll drink one of his beers.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had come back this morning saying, hey, we should do a, you know, the first ever taste-o-listen pack. And I think Paul Fisher chimed in and said, oh, that's a great idea. I'm like, yeah, you know, sell a six-pack and a CD together.
Well, let's not say a six-pack because he has to do so much work for a six-pack. Let's say one bottle of ale with every CD.
Oh. Well, what he was saying is a varietal six-pack.
Oh, so varietal.
Each beer has the taste so for fancy. Each song.
Oh, see, I was in agreement before I even understood. I just love the energy that you guys have off of each other. It's I just dig it so much because you guys were talking about it when we went to the Ren Faire with them. Mm-hmm. And it's just adorable. You guys get so excited about it. I just sit back and go, they're so adorable. They're geeking out on music.
And on the writing side, I just finished and submitted a story for Philippa Ballantyne's Chronicles of the Order. Mm-hmm. Which is an anthology leading up to the release of her book, Geist.
Yep.
And she's gotten a lot of participation from authors. So her initial thought was she was going to release these stories every 2 weeks and then release Geist. And there's actually more stories than you can get done. So mine's going to run sometime in December in her feed.
Cool. This is in support of her book, Geist, which is actually being released later this month.
Yeah.
So,
I think a Halloween release.
Yeah, depending on when we put this in the feed. I'm not sure how far it is from that, but hop on Amazon, put in Geist in the search terms, Philippa Ballantyne's new book. The cover is gorgeous. Oh, it is such a beautiful cover. And you've actually, have you finished reading Geist?
I finished it.
You finished it? And what did you think? I haven't read it yet because she sent you the draft. Mm-hmm. To read, to give you background for your short story submission.
Yes. And actually, the first draft of Spectre, the sequel.
Huh.
Which I haven't started yet. But Geist itself, I loved it. It's definitely, it's my favorite thing she's written yet.
Fantastic.
Very rich world and lots of magic and ghosts and
Geist.
Adventure.
Well, I haven't read anything at all. And so, okay, that's not true because I did a reading for PC Herring for his submission for the anthology. I actually did one of the characters in his. So I've read his and I've read yours and I can't wait to read the actual book because I'm definitely intrigued by what, you know, his story had and what your story has. And it just sounds... and. I got to say, I love your story, babe.
Oh, thanks.
I'm really excited. I can't wait to hear it when she posts it. Because I read the draft, but I don't know. I know you made some changes.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they are, and I just can't wait. I want to hear it. I actually almost snuck and listened. Mm. But I figure I'll wait.
I did put it in a place where you can.
Oh, did you? Okay, so I can listen without sneaking?
Yeah.
Cool. And I love PC's story, too. It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked his.
Hoping I didn't mangle it.
It sounded pretty good.
Did it?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I've still been working on my novel that is tentatively titled Corsa.
Yes.
I think that's what I'm going to keep it titled.
Spend less time on the title and more time on the writing, please.
So it started off as a nano book and it's still halfway done.
Ooh, you might finish it for this year's nano. You might finish it by November 30th.
I really doubt that.
It'll be a 2-year nano book.
Really doubt that.
Hmm.
But I am working on it. I'm trying to balance the work, the music, and the writing because they're all great, you know, and there's just not enough hours in the day to be able to do everything we want to do.
I'm just so excited for, you know, obviously about the writing stuff because you love writing and you love it. You know, Pip came back and said that she loved your story. Mm-hmm. And that was just, I was so excited about that for you. And you know, obviously getting out to play and all that stuff. And with Phil's band, it's just, they're such cool, amazing people. And you guys are doing some fantastic music because that music is actually more up my alley than... you know, than your electronica, industrial noise, whatever you called it. But, you know, that you're also doing that. You're like getting like this whole rounded musical thing going on right now, along with the writing. It's just,
it's a lot of fun.
It's a fantastic creative time for you. It's so cool.
Yay.
Yay.
You know those stories you always hear about other people? The people who are in the right place, the right time. That toothless goob who wins the lottery, the fat lady with the puffy arms who goes to Vegas and actually hits that slot machine with a really big handle. Yeah, this isn't one of those stories. This is a wrong place, right time story. Look, the main character dies in the first chapter. Actually, the main character is murdered less than 1,000 words into the book. And then it gets worse. Well, for him, but not for you, dear reader slash listener. For you, it gets much, much better. You see, this poor guy doesn't have supernatural forces coming to his aid. He doesn't have a bullshit fairy godmother or a spirit guide. He can't fly or turn invisible or invulnerable or anything like that. Turns out, he's just unkillable. And the story of how this ordinary guy gets completely screwed and then, against all odds, manages to unscrew himself is sad and beautiful and dark and funny and violent and magical. If I could do it justice in just a few words, I wouldn't have had to write the novel. Patrick E. McLean's Unkillable. Life sucks. Death blows. In between, it's worse. Please check it out at patrickemclean.com/unkillable.
And for me, I've been, you know, dealing with this whole migraine, dizziness, fatigue thing, and there's not really an improvement across the board. Another change in medication, and we're seeing how that's going to affect things. And I'm kind of trying not to focus on that stuff as much and focus more on all the stuff that I'm doing and not giving it as much control over me as I have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm doing the school stuff and I'm working hard there and the work for Patrick and also some, you know, I've kind of had to let some of my other projects go because I haven't been feeling the greatest. So I haven't been doing as much work as I need to want to do. So trying to play catch up with that, but you know, I'm hoping to get more of the creative stuff that I enjoy doing. Getting another Girls Rules podcast out, getting some sewing done and getting some knitting done. And, you know, I actually picked up the knitting again this weekend with some friends and it was a lot of fun and definitely going to keep doing those kinds of things. And just really hopeful for, you know, what I'm trying to do, what I am doing and what I'm hoping that changes in medication will let me do a little bit more freedom than what I'm dealing with right now. And other than the symptoms, feeling just so much healthier than I felt since this started almost a year ago. It's been almost a calendar year since this started.
Wow.
And I'm finally starting to feel healthier again because I spent so long just kind of clinging to the couch, afraid to try to walk across the room when I was dizzy, and taking the medications that initially they said to take every time you're dizzy. So I did. And they just made me sleep. So I basically slept for 3 or 4 months and put on weight and lost the muscle tone that I'd built up and all that stuff. So, you know, restarting movement again and eating healthier and, you know, doing whole grains and a lot of fruits and a lot of vegetables and a lot of lean meats and cutting out the beef and, you know, not cutting it out completely, just I'm eating it a fraction of what I used to eat and just really enjoying where all those dietary changes are taking me with my cooking. I'm doing a lot more experimental cooking, converting recipes to whole grains and lean meats. And in some case, vegetarian or vegan dishes, trying new protein sources, and stuff like that. And you've been really tolerant with a lot of it.
It's all been really good.
It's we've been pretty lucky so far with the recipes that I've found.
And it's funny, as you get further away from the sugars and the fats and all those things, you miss them less and less.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your palate gets used to the other flavors.
I totally agree.
And most of it isn't, you know, I think it'll go in the cookbook as a substitute or whatever, but they're not necessarily substitutes. You know, it doesn't necessarily taste exactly like the other thing.
Right.
It's its own thing.
Uh-huh.
And as long as you're in the frame of mind that it's its own thing,
yeah.
you're not making an exact replacement.
Right.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, it's like
the turkey. It can still taste great.
It's like the turkey that we cooked up the way we always cooked up beef for tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously wasn't the same,
mm-hmm.
but we were able to flavor it up to a point where it was really fantastic.
Yeah.
To where you said you actually preferred it.
Yeah.
Which shocked me. So we're just experimenting with, you know, that kind of thing and soy replacements, and you know, it's gonna get a little interesting here while I'm I'm tweaking some things, trying to see what works for us and what doesn't. I'm not vegetarian, I'm not vegan. I'm definitely getting closer and closer to that because for some reason the universe just seems destined to make me give up meat. But so far, still eating some meat. And so that's been, I mean, just, I just feel better. You know, I'm obviously not 100%, clearly not. And, you know, there's times when I have to skip. We're doing we've been doing the couch to 5K.
Yeah.
Which we've now modified for ourselves because it wasn't working for various reasons. Your ankle, my back, whatever. We're kind of modifying it for whatever we're able to do that day,
mm-hmm.
which we're still gangbusters. I'm still really proud of what we're doing. We've got a 5K coming up Thanksgiving Day again.
Yeah.
And we're planning on doing it. Even if I'm sick and dizzy, you'll drive and I'll just walk it. So. Yeah. No sitting it out this year. So feeling better when I'm still not better, but feeling better. So that's, I'm calling it a win. And missing our kids. Yeah. Oh my gosh, missing the kids so badly. Missing Jay, missing LT, missing Naughty Bear, missing them all. We had such that wonderful, blissful week in California that it's just made not being around any of them so wrenching.
Yeah, yeah. And doing all these different cool creative things, it would be much cooler to be able to share it more.
Yeah, absolutely. It really would. We miss them. We love them. They know we love them. We know they love us.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy and healthy, and that's really all we can ask for.
Yeah.
That's really it. Yeah. You know, everything else is gravy. Also missing my nieces that have moved away and my nephews who I see less of. Because the boys have moved away, we naturally see them less. Instead of them coming out once or twice a month, we see them at family stuff, which is once every couple of months.
Yeah.
So I'm actually hoping, I've kind of decided to myself that I'm going to do with them like I did with my nieces, which is call them up, say, come on, let's go out to lunch. I'll take one and then I'll take the other the next time and just have some one-on-one time with them, assuming they'll go. The girls were one thing. I don't know how the boys will be. But... you know, just to get some one-on-one time with them and see how they're doing. And I just miss them. I just miss all of our kids. Because, you know, I really thought of our nieces and nephews as, obviously, they're not our kids.
But, yeah.
You know, we spend so much time with them. It's almost like they were foster kids or something. I don't know how to describe it, but just miss all of them.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
A pretty drastic transition over a short period of time.
It really was. Yeah. And now... our niece is pregnant again. She's having another baby. Baby Jay's going to have a brother or sister, and she's all the way really far away now. Her husband is stationed really far away, so it makes it really hard to visit.
Yeah.
So, really bummed that we're not going to be there for, you know, Baby Jay's brother or sister being born. Really bummed about that, but that's how life is. And again, health and happiness, and the rest is just, you know, gravy. We've got Facebook and all that stuff to stay close and in touch. And, you know, so that's pretty much what's going on with us. And I just want to give a heartfelt thanks on our third podcast anniversary to all the folks that we've met from entering the world of new media. whether we met you 2 years and 11 months ago or whether we met you last month, whether you're really close or somebody that we don't really interact with much, we just see you at Balticon or chat on Twitter or every once in a while or something. Regardless of that, our lives have definitely changed for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And when I reflect on what our lives were like before we started podcasting and what it's like now, it's just insanely different.
Oh, yeah.
Our day-to-day life has changed. Our weekends are full. You know, we've got these really rich friendships with these fascinating people that we never would have crossed paths with otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, with all the changes that we've had in the last 3 years for ourselves and for the family, some were really, really great, you know. Some of them were really painful.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of, you know, whatever unpleasantness might have occurred, our lives are just tremendously enriched. And it just was from the simple act of sitting down and talking into a microphone and then putting it out into the world and then reaching out to other people or other people reaching out to us and then meeting in person and finding kindred spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I really didn't expect to. I thought we would do this and send it out and our lives would just go on the way they were. I didn't have any idea that we would so personally receive so much back from the little bit that we're putting out. We're not like, you know, solving any great universal problems. We're just talking and releasing it,
mm-hmm.
and finding other people that do the same thing or write a novel and release it or technology news or whatever it is. It's just amazing to me, this whole like framework in our life that's come from just that simple decision.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a podcast? Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know. Okay, we'll try. And it's just insane. Just look at our bulletin board with all the stuff from the cons that we've gone to and the people that we've met. And it's just phenomenal. Absolutely overwhelming. So I just want to say thank you, you know, as socially clumsy and introverted and shy or whatever as Chooch and I tend to be in personal contact or interactions or whatever. It's been so totally worth it. And I just thank you.
Absolutely. It's pretty, pretty amazing. Just reaching out in a few small ways and connecting with people and the richness of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a lot of ways it has kind of the pioneering spirit of new media doing things different than has been done before. You know, they talk about the democratization of communication and all these things. And it's pretty amazing how it really does kind of break through boundaries and bring everybody together.
Yeah.
And makes it so that people who have similar thoughts or similar interests, there are no barriers anymore to find groups of people that are similar. It always had to be a more localized community thing. And now it's across the world.
Literally, yeah. And you think about how people that we've met rally for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, Christiana Ellis is raising sponsorship funds for a charity event that she's doing through Extra Life, a 24-hour gaming thing. And people are spreading the word and helping her raise money. And, you know, well, when, you know, your brother passed away and somebody decided to help us out, didn't even tell us they were doing it. Somebody started a fund to help us with the expenses of flying out with no warning to California with a last minute ticket. And, you know, all of the people, you know, you look at the boom effect when T. Morris's, you know, daughter's mother passed away and everybody came together and made donations and then donated either time or tangible items to be auctioned off for her future. I mean, $30,000 were raised for a little girl.
Yeah.
That's freaking amazing, you know, and it's just this community spirit. And, you know, there are, you know, so many people that we've met. And within that, there are a large number that I feel friendships with.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, a surprisingly large number that I feel really close bonds with.
Right.
that those people, you know, I'm going to carry in my heart forever, mm-hmm. you know, because they've just affected me so deeply and made such a rich impact on my life. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And whether it was something that hasn't ended well or something that continues on strong, I feel like I've learned so much from just about everybody that I've met.
Yeah.
And I just never expected it.
That's true.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks.
Good on you.
Good on you. Yeah. Well, and again, thank you for listening. And if you have any feedback you'd like to give us, it's all in the outro. Mm-hmm. We finally realized that we've put it all in the outro. So we've been saying it here and then making you listen to it again. So we're trying to retrain. So just hold on a second. It's coming. I think next episode we'll do a media review.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.
Perhaps several media reviews. Multiple media reviews?
Well, it will be more than one thing that we're reviewing.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to just...
A media review sounds like piece of media.
A piece of media as in a podcast or podcast as a whole. Either way, I'm bored with this. So we're talking about reviewing podcasts, TV shows, maybe some books.
What we're into right now.
Yeah, what we're into right now.
Have been recently.
Yeah. Because I've got a couple that I've done since our last media review that I've wanted to talk about. Mm. So anyways, look out for a media review coming up. And thanks again for listening, everybody.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Where's the blank stare?
I never know how to end. Everything sounds lame.
Good hunting, podcast listeners.
Good listening. Go get your blend on.
Go get your blend on. Suck a sucker now. Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to intotheblender@gmail.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 657-464-4820.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 license.
You're free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content, just not modify or make money from it.
Theme music is provided by Sharif, found on podsafeaudio.com.
For more information about the artist, head to sharifmusic.com.
That's S-H-A-R-I-F music.com. Into the Blender, episode fitting. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
My voice kind of broke a little bit. Should I do it again?
Sure.
I won't be able to do it again. It'll be worse. Is that better? Should I say, do fitting?
I got my tree fitted.